It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This week, the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents unanimously fired President Jay Rothman.
Last week, he said the board had asked him to resign. He refused to do so, claiming Regents hadn't offered any reason for why he should step down.
Scott Bauer is an Associated Press correspondent based in Wisconsin. He broke the story last week and interviewed Rothman after the Regents' decision was announced. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Good morning.
You were the first to interview Rothman after the official ouster. How was he taking the firing? What did he have to say?
I would say he was taking it about as well as anyone could expect. I thought he might want to come in and, you know, kind of air some grievances, so to speak, say some things publicly that maybe he had been thinking about privately. But really, he didn't do that. He did say he was blindsided by the move. He reiterated that he had not been given reasons why they were dissatisfied with his performance, why Regents were dissatisfied. And he said that he was very disappointed, that he wanted to keep being president of UW. He had a number of initiatives he wanted to see through. And, you know, the feeling I got was that maybe he had worked through the five stages of grief and he had come to the point of acceptance. But there was still that disappointment there and that feeling of bewilderment about what had happened, and also frustration. I think frustration with members of the Board of Regents communicating through press release about what was happening, him not being told what, you know, what was happening, what their intentions were until very late in the game. So there was a lot going on behind the scenes that you and I don't know about yet, but may come out in the future, maybe even today, which we can talk about maybe later about what's happening in the legislature today. But I would say his demeanor was very, very accepting, but also sad and confused.
Yeah. Since this story first broke and then this decision made, have we heard anything from the Regents about the reasoning for letting Rothman go and doing it now?
The only thing we've gotten from the Regents is a statement from the board president, Regent Bogost, Amy Bogost, who said that essentially he had the board had lost confidence in his leadership ability. There was some vague statements about the decision being related to the future of UW and the need to move forward, but really no specifics. She put that statement out on Monday and then read it aloud at the Board of Regents meeting on Tuesday after, either right before or right after they had voted unanimously with no discussion to fire President Rothman. So the communication from the board has been extremely limited. We do have the two letters that President Rothman had sent to the Regents that detailed his side of the communication that, again, reiterated that he had not been given a reason. And today in the state legislature, there's a public hearing where 10 Regents have been invited to come testify. And Republicans have said they're going to try to get the answers from them, including Region President Bogost, as to what the rationale was behind this move.
Right. We heard from Republican Representative David Murphy on the show earlier this week. He is one of a number of key Republicans who are concerned about this, who have said they want more information. What's been the tone from Republicans in the legislature? What kind of actions, apart from this hearing, could they take?
Right. So the hearing today is actually a confirmation hearing for 10 of the Regents. The Regents are appointed. There's 18 Regents. 16 of them are appointed by the governor. Two of them are automatic appointments based on the positions they hold. So all 16 Regents have been appointed by Governor Evers. And the board also had a majority of Evers appointees when they hired Jay Rothman in 2022. So this wasn't a case of him being, a hiring of Governor Walker or anything like that. So the hearing today is a confirmation hearing because the Regents, like other appointees, are subject to Senate confirmation. And what that means is they can serve in their position up until the point that the Senate votes not to confirm. So senators, at least some Republicans, Senate President Patrick Teston earlier this week said that he wanted to vote to reject all of these pending region confirmations, which would mean essentially that those regents are fired and they can no longer serve in their position. There's a couple logistical challenges to that, the primary one being the Senate is not scheduled to be back in session at all this year. So the hearing will be today. The regents will come in. They will testify. The committee will take a vote. But then it will be up to the Senate to have to call itself back into a special session to actually take this up, which certainly could happen. But that's a pretty high bar to jump over to take an action like that.
And finally, what happens next, assuming we still have a quorum in the Board of Regents? What happens next in this position?
Right. So the Board of Regents will have to pick a new president. And, you know, this comes at the same time as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin is leaving next month. The two highest, positions within the UW system, the two most visible, the two most important, will be vacant. There's a number of questions about the timing of all of this. And did the board want to choose its new UW system president before the gubernatorial election, before we have a new governor next year who could then start making appointments to the board? There's certainly a lot of things going on behind the scenes and a lot of conjecture about what is actually going on here. But at least for the near term, we will be acting with interim UW-Madison chancellor and UW system president.
Scott, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Scott Bauer with the AP. We're talking about the Board of Regents firing UW System President Jay Rothman. Now we turn to the faculty in UW schools and their reaction. John Shelton is president of the Educators Union AFT Wisconsin and a professor and chair of Democracy and Justice Studies at UW Green Bay. John, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, always good to be on the show, Rob. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, your organization has been okay with Rothman's ouster. Why is that?
Well, let me say at the outset, I was actually one of three faculty members that were on the search to hire Jay Rothman. And, you know, I think there was general optimism that, you know, he would really listen to faculty and do things that would, you know, improve the UW system. What we've really seen, and I've heard this from people all across the UW system, is, a record of doing things that really were against the best interests of faculty, staff, and students on our campuses. And I can talk about two big data points. I mean, one, listeners probably remember in late 2023 when Rothman negotiated a deal with Robin Voss to reduce DEI resources for our students in exchange for funds that were already allocated. And there was just a procedural maneuver holding those things up. The regents were in a position where, you know, it was very contentious. If folks remember, the regents were initially primed to not vote for that. A few of them flipped their votes at the last minute. It was very narrow. And fast forward to what's happened in just the past few months. The legislature passed a bill over the summer that basically said that it just said that UW system has to have a universal credit transfer policy, which is easy enough, right? Every campus could have just passed a policy saying that we have to accept the credits from other UW campuses. Instead, what came out of UW system was a top-down, one-size-fits-all general education curriculum, and you know that's under Rothman's tenure, that was done over the opposition of faculty. I think seven or eight faculty senates voted against it. AFT Wisconsin had a big petition drive asking regents to vote against this. This is conjecture on my part, but I think regents really felt like they were in a position where they had to vote for this because it was, again, tied to money from the legislature. And so, you know, this has been kind of the story with Jay Rothman is, cutting these deals over what are in the best interests of folks on our campuses. And those have real consequences. I mean, every campus's ability to set their own curriculum and make sure that our students' needs are met has been hampered by his tenure. So whatever the reason is, and we'll probably get more rationale about this in the days to come, I think we're feeling like this is it's a good move to hold him accountable for this record.
The argument, I think, has been, hey, whoever was in that seat, Rothman or anybody else, is in a tough position representing the interests of the system versus the reality that Republican lawmakers controlled purse strings and had things they wanted to change. It's a difficult balancing act. Would anybody else have been able to handle that any better in that particular position, especially that 2023 DEI versus funding issue you brought up?
Well, Rob, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it because I think the answer is yes. In late 2023, folks can check this. I was quoted in Inside Higher Ed. The main funding was for faculty and staff raises. And our union said, of course, we need raises. We want to keep good people on our campuses. But if that comes at the expense of our students, we don't want the UW system to cave that way. And, you know, again, the money had been allocated in the budget. And what we needed out of a UW system president at that time was to fight that. I mean, honestly, like, that set a really bad precedent that these legislative committees can just use procedural maneuvers not to release funding that has already been allocated. And what the UW system president should have done then is fight this. There should have been a lawsuit to say that the UW system needs or that the legislature has to release funding that it's already agreed to. It was already voted on. And so, you know, that's kind of what we're talking about. Again, this budget bill, Act 15, that was passed over the summer, there was no reason for UW system to go beyond what was in the law. We begged, we pleaded, we pushed back and said, this is going to have damaging impacts on our campuses. Just pass a universal credit transfer policy. And so, yes, I think there absolutely were things that this president could have done differently. And that's what we expect out of somebody who's really going to be a fierce advocate for us and our students.
In our just last half a minute, John, what are you looking for in the process for a replacement here?
Collaboration. We're looking for a president that will truly, truly work with faculty, staff, and students to make sure that everybody is successful and that the UW system continues to be the great asset to the state of Wisconsin that it always has been.
John, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Have a good day.
That's John Shelton, president of the Educators Union AFT Wisconsin. John's also professor and chair of Democracy and Justice Studies at UW-Green Bay. Been talking about the future of the UW system and this week's firing of system president Jay Rothman. We previously heard from Associated Press correspondent Scott Bauer, who broke the story of the imminent departure of Rothman last week.